After failing to reach a decision during over 18 hours of talks on Sunday and Monday, EU leaders have reconvened in Brussels to try to agree on who should lead the bloc's institutions for the coming 5 years. Dutch socialist Frans Timmermans, a frontrunner for European Commission President, faced strong opposition from the Czech Republic and fellow Visegrad 4 states. Brian Kennedy reports.
Upon his arrival in Brussels on Tuesday, Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš told journalists that for Frans Timmermans to head the EU executive branch would be a total catastrophe for Central European states.
He wants somebody on the presidency of Commission which don't have a negative view about our region. Mr. Timmermans is not acceptable for us, does it?
As EU Commission first vice president, Timmermans was the public face of efforts to compel the Czech Republic and other states to take in asylum seekers in line with a mandatory redistribution mechanism. The issue caused a rift between the Visegrad 4 countries, the Czech Republic, Poland, Hungary and Slovakia, and other European governments, who accused them of a lack of solidarity.
Frans Timmermans had a lot of expression about other region. We have completely different view on migration. He was always behind quotas and so on. So this is a problem for us.
In an earlier interview with Czech radio, State Secretary for EU Affairs Milena Hrdinková said EU leaders had failed to agree on a new European Commission president for a variety of reasons.
It's a complicated, difficult process that reflects the different priorities of different member states. Some are presenting it as being due to objections from the Visegrad 4 or Italy. In fact, it is because no compromise has yet achieved a balance. Mr. Timmermans is a big personality with great ambition and strong opinions. He's capable, ambitious, and experienced. But for the Visegrad 4, some other countries, and the EPP, the European People's Party, he would not be a suitable president. He divides rather than unites Europe.
Under the so-called Spitzenkandidat process, the new European Commission president is traditionally the nominee of the largest parliamentary group, currently the EPP. But according to a gentleman's agreement hammered out on the margins of last week's G20 summit in Japan, Timmermans has a chance because the EPP picked a lackluster candidate, namely Manfred Weber, a staunch conservative best known for resisting the expulsion of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban from the group for undermining the rule of law. Some are characterizing the Visegrad 4's objections to Timmermans as stemming from their respective governments' illiberalism. Orban says they cannot support Timmermans because he is George Soros's man and opposes anyone from a different worldview. For his part, Mr. Babiš argues that the eventual successor to Jean-Claude Juncker, whoever it may be, should not comment on political matters, but rather focus on implementing European Council conclusions. Mr. Babiš has said current European Commissioner for Competition, Margrethe Vestager, would be a suitable candidate as she understands Central Europe and would respect the region's interests. Another name being floated by those opposing Timmermans' bid is that of World Bank Chief Executive Kristalina Georgieva, a Bulgarian economist. Either would address calls for a geographical and gender balance.